Hello everyone, welcome to the Joker Dolphin Gaming Pod. I'm Mark, and as always, I'm joined by Matthew.
Hello.
And Nathan.
Hey up.
How are we doing?
Good. I was going to say not far bad, but we've already
I was expecting it.
Yeah, all good. I've just been trying to learn Runaway on the piano before I did this, so it's not going very well. I'll get there.
Maybe I'm an uncultured swine, but what's Runaway?
It's a song that Jay-Z wrote, but there's a really nice piano version of it that I want to learn.
Oh, okay.
So. I don't feel so bad for not knowing that now.
Yeah. No, it's not a classical artist that you didn't know. It's not Beethoven or Brahms or Antonio Vivaldi or Bach, but yeah, it's
looking
nice,
showing off,
nice bit of music.
Yeah. Showing off his classical musical knowledge.
Yep, I know all the composers.
Hmm. Right, shall we get on to the news then?
Yeah.
Right, shall we start off with the Xbox part of the preview? Now, this was a half an hour event, but there's only a few things that I think particularly took our interest, really. But can I kick off with Sleight of Hand?
Yeah, this did look quite interesting.
Yeah, so according to this, probably what it looked like. So you play a character called Lady Luck, who seems to have a vendetta against an ex-employer. She kept referring to as the Coven. And she throws like these magical cards, and they seem to unleash a power of some form. Was she a witch? I think that's... She's a witch. And like she threw one of these cards down to the ground of one of the mobster chaps. They just tangled up his feet and stopped him moving and all that. I mean, this was all a CG trailer.
Yeah.
So didn't really get a good idea of how it will play. But then there was another thing where she like disappeared in a puff of smoke. That's about all we really found out about it. But it's very intriguing. It's an interesting concept. I quite liked it.
Yeah, definitely. Because you'd think that, well, obviously it was a CG trailer, so we don't know how the game's going to play, but you'll be able to find these cards and then obviously pick when you use them. So it could be quite interesting as to how it all plays.
Yeah. And the tagline here was a hard-boiled third-person stealth sim. Don't know what that's supposed to mean. Hard-boiled. And then that just makes me think of eggs. That's all I can think of.
Same, to be honest. Yeah.
Well, I don't know how that works in-game. But no, I'll keep an eye out on that. But did it say any release or anything like that? I can't remember.
It probably just says next year or something like that. Yeah.
But I got a funny feeling that's going to be a while away. But the next game, I think, is probably the one that piqued our interest probably the most.
Yeah.
I'll say that we have seen this before. I don't know if you have yourself.
I can't remember seeing it, to be honest.
But we only got a CG trailer for it before.
Ah, right.
And that's The Alters.
Yeah, it's quite interesting, this one. So, from what I can see, it's this guy gets crash lands on this alien planet.
Yeah, called Jandolski.
Hmm. And he finds a compound that allows him to clone himself. But not only that, is he gets to change the paths that he took in his life for these clones.
Well, let's go through it. So, As you say, he crashed on this planet, and he's got to try and keep a mobile base operational, single-handedly, to begin with. And then, yeah, he's got a lack of time and skill himself to try and run it. So then he finds this substance called Rapidium, I think they called it. And then, yeah, as you say, he can use that to end up effectively cloning himself, creating alternative versions of himself. Which you can change you effectively change their life paths, don't you?
Yeah.
And then they become other versions, well, altered versions of him. And then that can lead to complications.
Well, they say you're your worst enemy, don't they? So.
Yes. Quite right. Yeah. So you have an argument. You end up having arguments between yourselves about how to proceed maintaining this base, really, don't you?
Yeah.
It's like they had this idea where you had a mechanic and a scientist, and they were arguing over food production, weren't they? They said, oh, we need to keep hold of our resources, and they're the ones saying, oh, we want better food. And then you have to make a decision and it's weighed up the pros and cons, I imagine. But you're going to end up people liking you, some disliking you. And I imagine that could cause some conflict.
Yeah, definitely. The thing that I found interesting was the ship that you're trying to like steer away is spherical. And day by day, this killer sun is coming after you, in effect. And I think if you're able to kind of steer the ship and get it to proceed, it's going to roll. I thought that's what it was going to do, away from the sun. But eventually, if you mess up enough times, the sun's just going to obliterate the ship, and obviously the mission's going to be over because you'll all be dead.
Possibly. Yeah, I imagine it's probably something like that. Yeah. I did like the tagline for this. It said, "All by myself."
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah. But in terms of the gameplay, I think they showed a few different kind of types. So there's the overall bit where you can kind of choose who you're assigning tasks to and things like that. There's like more of an admin menu. And then in terms of kind of the way that the ship is run, it feels like Sims, kind of.
Yeah.
Like these little people doing things. And like.
But then I thought, like, you know where it showed him like running outside the ship? I was like, this is Death Stranding on Mustafar. Yeah. That's what it looks like.
It did.
But no, I'm like, that does look really good.
It's a really interesting premise. It's not something that I've really seen before.
I can't see it going well for me, though. There's going to be arguments abound, I feel, on my ship. But the whole changing your life paths to make new people, effectively. I mean, I wonder how many people that could make. That's the thing. How populated could you make your ship?
Well, the ship, it looked to have maybe 25 or 30 different blocks. So I imagine as the story expands, you'll be able to clone somebody to go into these blocks and do certain things as it gets more complicated. And you need to do more to get away from danger.
Obviously, the more you create, the more problems you do make, because everyone's going to need to eat and drink.
Yeah.
So that's going to eat into resources and things like that, isn't it?
But on the flip side, they're producing more, so, and you can do more things. But I guess that comes, well, along with that, it comes with what kind of people do you make in order to solve these situations. So, yeah. But it's the butterfly effect, isn't it? So if I were to stand on a butterfly a million years ago, what's it going to do?
Be dead.
For the future. Well, yeah, it'd be dead, obviously. But
Jesus.
Poor butterfly.
Oh, gosh.
That butterfly could have changed the world. Yeah, I do like the look of this.
Was there any release on that? I don't think there was there?
No, not on that one.
It'll come out whenever. Was there anything else that took your fancy?
I think the only other thing that I like the look of was Monster Jam Showdown. This was the Monster Truck game. It looked quite fun.
It did.
Yeah. Well, graphically, yeah, it looked like a bit of shuffleware for the Nintendo Switch, but I don't care about that. It looked fun, like something that you could just play with somebody of any age. You get your monster truck, you race around.
It does remind me of another racing game that was on PS Plus, but I can't remember the name of it, where you were racing around on beaches and that kind of thing. I can't remember the name of it. And that's going to bother me now.
You'll wake up in a cold sweat at 3 o'clock in the morning and remember. And then you'll fall back asleep and forget again. Yeah. But you're able to do both on-road, off-road racing. And there's like freestyle driving where you can do like flips and things.
Yeah, they're like a skulls arena kind of thing, weren't they?
Yeah. That was pretty cool. One thing I did like is that they had like a shark body on it. But obviously, it'd be the Joking Dolphin podcast.
Of course.
Hopefully, they'll do a dolphin version. That'd be pretty cool.
I say we need to sponsor them.
Or just write a strongly worded email.
Yeah, that'll teach them. But yeah, that one's going to be coming out in late 2024. Or later 2024, it says.
I just have a quick shout out to Stalker, Legends of the Zone Trilogy. Never played them, but, well, apparently they're big on PC back in day, and these are all backwards compatibility on Xbox for console now. So you get it includes Shadow of Chernobyl, Clear Sky, and Call of Pripyat. And basically, it's like a PC shooter, really.
Yeah, and they actually shadow dropped this, didn't they?
They did. Yeah. Kind of sort of reminds me of sort of like Fallout kind of thing. But yeah, radiated enemies. I guess those comparisons are going to be made.
Yeah, definitely. And it's also out for PlayStation as well, not just Xbox.
Jolly good.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I think that's about it. It took my fancy anyway.
Yeah, same here. Well, what other news we had?
Well, we do have our nomination list for the BAFTA Game Awards for this year. You know, we love our BAFTA Game Awards here, and we love to get on the fun and vote on who we think's gonna win this year. So
when we remember to do that.
If we remember to do that, yeah. Well, that's where the good old spreadsheet comes in, when I gotta put all the work in. So some interesting picks at the moment. We do have, apparently, Marvel Spider-Man 2 has the most nominations. That's 9, which is a lot. Whether it'll win one, I don't know, because they didn't do it at the Game Awards.
Well, hopefully, this bit of a time. Win at least one thing, hopefully.
I mean, killed it in the DICE Awards, so could be a bit of a mixture. I don't know.
Yeah, but they only played 3 games, so...
That's a bit harsh. Maybe four. Our other big games that have 8 are Alan Wake 2 and Baldur's Gate 3. And then just behind them on 7 nominations is Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. And then we've got, well, pretty much those 4 games are also up for the Best Game Award, along with Dave the Diver and Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Dave the Diver is in for Best Game.
Go on, Dave.
Yeah.
So, yep, the awards will be announced on Thursday, April the 11th. It'll also be streamed live on BAFTA's YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter channels. So, going to be interesting, I think. See how it goes. Also, love to see who gets to win British Game Award, because always got to celebrate our homegrown games and developers.
When all the studios are being closed down.
Look forward to that. See who wins on that one.
So, over the last few days, we've had some more somber news, unfortunately. And this is for probably more the anime and manga crowd. But nevertheless, this person had a massive impact on gaming as well. So, if you've watched any anime whatsoever, you'll probably know the name Akira Toriyama, who unfortunately passed away on the 1st of March at the age of 68. And it was only a week after that we actually got the announcement of his death. But if you've ever watched Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z, this was the guy who produced that manga. But not only that, he had a fairly heavy impact on gaming as well. From the mid-80s, he worked with the Famicom. So he worked on games like Chrono Trigger, Blue Dragon on the Xbox 360, the Dragon Quest games. So if you played any of those, then he's had an impact. And then not to mention all the Dragon Ball games that we've had countless of. So if you played any of those games, you'll know his signature art style. And it's just a real shame for the community, because I think anybody, for most people in the West, probably maybe around our age, between the ages of maybe probably 25 to 35 and a bit beyond, Dragon Ball or Dragon Ball Z was like the gateway anime for the West when it played on Toonami and sometimes Cartoon Network. And I think that was... It was kind of a new thing for a lot of us, definitely for me and Dragon Ball Z, because we were used to watching things like Rugrats, Cramp Twins, and like more kid-friendly cartoons, but this was kind of a lot more raw, and you had like aliens and fighting and blood and beam struggles and going Super Saiyan and everything like that, and it was just absolutely fantastic, and it was just like a gateway for everyone to come into this medium. And not only that, it impacted and inspired a lot of animes going forward, so like Naruto and Bleach and countless other animes. So I just wanted to mention that. I know it's probably similar for you, Matt, to be honest, in terms of impact.
Yeah, no, certainly. I'd say Dragon Ball Z is definitely like one of the first, I don't know how to explain it, like grown-up or adult animes that I think I ever watched. Because I think for me, my sort of pull to anime initially was like Pokemon and Digimon and Yu-Gi-Oh and that kind of stuff. And I think they probably came out around the same time as sort of Dragon Ball Z as well. So they had like a huge influence on my sort of, I suppose, preteen going into teenage years. Actually, I got a bit of a funny story though. It was actually my dad that got me into Dragon Ball Z, purely accidentally.
Go on, Raymond.
Purely accidentally, because when I would come in from school, I was always about like Nickelodeon over here in the UK. So I'd be watching stuff like, you know, Sabrina the Teenage Witch or Keenan and Kel. I'd just watch them all the time, like even like rewatching, like I'd just keep on watching. And I remember one day, like, my dad just like had enough of watching Keenan and Kel, so like, he took the remote and just started flicking through, and he flicked onto, I think it was Cartoon Network at the time, because I don't think Toonami was around just then. I think it was on the cusp, and Dragon Ball Z was on, and he left it on there for a moment. I just started watching. I can't remember what it was. I think it was during the Frieza saga. I think it was actually when like Goku's fighting Frieza. I just started watching this. I was like, what is this? This is wicked. Like, I need to watch more of this. So start watching that pretty much every time I came home at school. And yeah, absolutely loved it. Really influential around the world. I think you see by the touching messages that everyone's left. I think you touched a lot more of the like mainstream media world than I think people even realize. You know, you look at how many wrestlers have, you know, dressed up as some of the characters, or you can see like Austin Creed has like a tattoo of King Kai's symbol. I remember even Ronda Rousey came out with a Margin symbol on her forehead. Like, that shows just how much influence Toriyama had. And like, even going to like football, seeing people in football giving touching messages and stuff, like the PSG Twitter feed and Dortmund, and the amount of players that would do like the fusion dance as like a celebration for scoring.
Yeah.
Or like the massive tifos that like Mexican side would do.
Yeah.
And Mexicans, he was massive in Mexico, weren't he?
I heard this. It's not true, but apparently the cartel were going to do like a ceasefire in Toriyama's honor.
Yeah. No, I remember they were, when they were doing the Tournament of Power arc, like the last few episodes or something like that, in Dragon Ball Super, I don't know how true it is, but someone in Mexico, like official or something, decided to like illegally stream the episodes when they shouldn't have been doing. But like thousands of people would watch it, and they were like to stream on these massive screens. It's like, it was like a religion over there.
Yeah. Well, they had billboards and everything, as if like Goku versus Jiren was like an actual boxing fight. They had like, it was that level.
It was so massive over there. But yeah, obviously his influence was everywhere, like you mentioned, in other series as well. Like, we've got an upcoming game that was like one of his original series as well. Sandland is coming out. Obviously, we've got a new Dragon Ball game coming out as well. I forgot what it's called now. Sparking Limit? I feel like I could be wrong. But no, he was hugely influential. And I think you see that throughout a lot of animes and mainstream media. And it almost makes you feel like this loss was just as big as when we lost kind of Stan Lee. Like, he was that influential, but on like the anime side of it. Whereas Stan was obviously all about Marvel and superheroes. He was that big. And he's going to be a massive loss.
Yeah. It's a shame that we won't have his influence on Dragon Ball Super anymore, but hopefully Toyotaro can keep it going and give us a good story.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, Super's got to eventually end and get towards the ending of Dragon Ball Z, so.
But yeah. Big loss. Thoughts are with his friends and family.
Yeah. I think to keep with the somber news as well, but I think this is more of a, on a personal level, hearing that the Warner Brothers Discovery is shutting down the content creation company called Rooster Teeth. Now, this is more for me on a personal level, just because I remember sort of growing up, you know, ages of 15 or 16, getting into the Red versus Blue series. And I think that had a sort of a big influence on my kind of humor as well, growing up. Keeping with like the original Halo machinima. I think they were one of like the pioneers of that kind of side of gaming, you know, using gaming engines to sort of create little shorts or series, and having like the blessing of Microsoft as well to sort of customly use their gaming engine going forward as well. So I remember from like Halo 3 or Halo Reach, they could have like full reign of their engine and kind of do custom stuff with it and log custom animations and stuff. And to see them close down as well is pretty sad for something that's been going for over 20 years. It's just sad to see. We've seen a lot more of this kind of stuff throughout the year, I imagine. A lot of this kind of companies will start going away, I suppose. It's sad. So, yeah, just those to the guys that obviously create Rooster Teeth and those that are currently there or are currently there. They're going to be losing their job over the next month. It's not a nice thing. It was good while it lasted.
Anyway, can we have some happier news?
Well, I don't know about happy, but I've got... Do you want some movie news?
Yeah,
movies.
Yeah. So there's been another announcement for a game that's going to become a film. And that game is Watch Dogs.
Yeah. Ooh. I saw this. Bit of a strange one, I think.
Interesting.
So apparently it's going to be directed by acclaimed French genre director, Mathieu Ture, from an original screenplay written by Christian LeBlanc. And it is set to star Sophie Wilde, who appeared in the horror hit Talk to Me. It will be produced by New Regency Pictures and Ubisoft Film and Television. But Sophie Wilde, female lead. None of the games had a female lead. So, I assume it's an original...
Original story.
Story.
Hmm.
So, no, we had... I can't even remember his name. The protagonist from the first game.
Pierce.
That's the one. Aiden Pierce, yeah, he was not the most exciting.
Well, he was a bit like a wet blanket, wasn't he? He was just
yeah. And then we had Marcus, someone in Watch Dogs 2, didn't we?
It's a great surname, Marcus. Someone.
Yeah.
To be fair, a better protagonist. At least he had a bit about him. A bit of charisma.
Yeah. So I'll say that Watch Dogs Legion. You were all the Watch Dogs. It could be anybody. So,
yeah, I've still yet to play Legion. I've got it installed, but
I don't.
I'm sure it's a fun game, but I imagine story wise it probably suffers without having like an actual protagonist to kind of focus on.
Yeah, it was a bit weird because obviously they've just thrown together like character models and accents. It's just like that accent shouldn't be coming out of that person. Yeah. It's just really weird.
I thought that as well, because then you get all the bios for people. Mm. And I just picked the funniest guy.
No, why not?
But no idea when that's coming out, but it's been announced.
Yeah. It's the same director that's doing the Plague Tale movie. So.
Busy lad.
Mm.
Next up is better than the Assassin's Creed film, from what I've heard.
You've not seen that?
I've still not seen it, you know. I think it's just because I heard really negative things about it, so it kept me away a bit.
It's really interesting because you know how in like Assassin's Creed games, the most interesting part is the historical bit.
Yeah.
And then everyone kind of doesn't care about the modern day stuff.
Mm.
In the film, the modern day stuff around? Was actually the more interesting stuff.
Yeah, I did like its use of the machine. What's it called again?
The Animus.
Animus, is it? I like the whole idea of like kind of it hooks up to you and then you're still doing like the movements as though you're in. I thought that was kind of cool. Or like visually, it looked pretty cool.
Yeah, it works better for a film.
Yeah, story, I think so. Kind of thing. Maybe I feel a little bit bad for Michael Fassbender. Because I do like him as an actor. I think he's a really good actor. I think he got a bit shortchanged on this one.
But, I've seen worse films, though.
True. I've not seen the Prince of Persia film.
I've not seen that either.
So.
But say that I never played any of the games, so.
Did you not? No.
You're lucky.
I know this is the one.
Look,
that makes
Sands of Time, right? Sands of Time is a classic.
Sands of Time is, yeah.
Maybe not so much.
I'm going to come back and do that one day. I'm going to beat that boss.
You tell yourself that. Yeah. There'll be more chance of you doing that than Mark going back to Black Flag, at least.
I was just about to mention that. Yeah.
One day we're going to banish them demons.
No, we're not. We're not.
Take them to the grave.
I will never go back on that game ever again. I would effectively snap the disc in my head.
He planned it. Look, you don't need to know. You don't need to look, but he planned it, right? No need looking.
Yeah, don't fact check.
Yeah.
I think he did, so it's good enough for me.
Would you ever pay someone to do it for you?
No, why would I do that?
No.
Just so it's done.
What would be the point?
Mark, I'm really good at games.
I'm not.
That's it now. Anytime you want me to do it on your Switch, that's it, I'm charged.
Yeah, by all means.
Is it if I did that, I knew it wouldn't be real.
Yeah, but at least you'd have the Platinum Trophy. Fine.
Right. What you do, Mark...
No, but I don't care about that.
You go to sleep, Matt sneaks in. This is getting a bit sus now, but he does Black Flag.
Whoa.
And then you wake up, and then it's as if you sleepwalked and done it. You won't know any different.
Could you imagine that? I'd be freaked out if I woke up, I'd suddenly go like, the game was completed for me. Like, wait a minute, what?
You wake up and, what's it? No, power
wake
sim.
Up with like...
Platinum. Yeah.
Oh, God, don't.
Have you finally done that?
No.
Fair enough.
Those challenge maps are challenging, to say the least. So.
The clue's in the name.
Yeah.
Why did you have to talk about Black Flag? Why are you making me want to install it now?
Do it, Mark.
No!
Think of Nike. Just do
it. Stop mentioning it.
All right.
It was a time when it was banished from my mind. And then you keep bringing it back up.
Look, think of it as a good Skull and Bones.
I could do that, I guess.
You prefer to do that than Skull and Bones, wouldn't you?
I did see that quadruple A game at Asda the other night. There was only one copy left, so it must be flying off the shelves. Or that's the only copy they ever had.
Yeah.
I was a bit tempted, to be honest, but I didn't.
Why? Why?
You know me. I'm tempted by all these rubbish games. Can't wait for Gollum to arrive. I've not really done it.
So I don't believe you. I think you're just going to whip it out.
Oh.
Not you everything know. Has to be an innuendo, Matthew.
Yes, it does. It makes life much more fun.
Anyway, what other news we got?
Right, so I think we'll end the news section here with a bit of a interesting update that happened. It's Marvel Spider-Man 2. that went live over the week. So, I mean, it's got some cool new things, the update. We finally got New Game Plus, so that's great for all the new trophies that'll bring, I'm sure. You can go beyond the level cap, so they've increased the level cap, apparently. They've got some new styles, suits, all that fun stuff. Be able to play missions, all that kind of stuff. But that's not why we're talking about it here. The reason we're talking about it is because, apparently, along with the update, players have discovered that you could gain access to the game's debug menus, which is normally a no-go zone for us commoners, unless you hack the game.
How did this happen?
I don't know. You'd have think someone would have noticed, like, the update that's come out has, like, gone out with the debug stuff. Yes, interesting. So, basically, what people found that you could do with these menus is you can skip certain parts of the game. You can turn on performance diagnostics, so you can see how the game's performing.
That's good.
Which is interestingly probably like a cool thing, actually.
You say you can skip parts of the game. So was there any speedrunning attempts here?
People doing speedrunning. That'd be interesting.
I guarantee someone will have done it.
More than likely. And apparently you can turn on various modifications and whatnot within the game. But what they've also found out through the debug list is you can find a list of missions throughout the game. And apparently there were some missions that were named that aren't yet available, which could be hinting at future DLC for the game, which could be interesting. Now, apparently one of the missions that hinted at was to a certain character that's called Beale. Now, if you don't know who Beale is, she is, well, a supervillain. But she's also the daughter of Tombstone, who is the big kind of bulk tank guy that was...
Is that the guy who went to the go-kart track?
Yeah, basically. I could have just said that rather than actually trying to describe him. So, be interested to see what they do with that character. I mean, obviously, I think there were certain side missions that were left with potential DLC that we could see, which includes certain symbiote character that we didn't quite get confirmed, but saw confirmed in the game. So hopefully we might be able to see Carnage at some point. So, but no, bit of a whoopsie daisy there from Insomniac, which I'm probably going to blame on the staff layoffs, to be honest. I reckon
that threw it in there.
I just want to throw that in there. Just say that was the issue. That was the fault. That's why it came through. So blame Sony.
Are you suggesting that somebody who got laid off might have sneakily put that in?
I mean, I'm not going to say no, but
it's a theory. We'll say that.
A game theory? No, could be. I mean, they did announce that there was going to be hot fix and saying that like accessing this menu could potentially corrupt your saves and trophy.
And who listened to that?
I'm not going to mess with that just in case. But never know.
If it's still available, I might do it. Actually, I've not even got Spider-Man 2. I traded it in, didn't I?
There you go.
Yeah, well, I can't do it.
I played it when I was swinging around as a cube. So I already had my own issues.
Good times.
Debug menu.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I can remember getting stuck in a building. That was fun.
Yeah. I got stuck in like a walkway thing.
I never got any of this stuff. I just got weird.
Well, you
didn't, right? you didn't play it enough, Matt.
Telling the guy who's planned it. But yeah, sure. Apparently, I'm not playing
it. I enjoyed my 16 hours. It was great.
I think I was at 27, 28, something like that. No.
There weren't bugs. There were features.
Exactly. We got the expanded version.
Yeah, we got the deluxe version of Spider-Man 2.
I'm just disappointed that when I was the cube, I didn't go into a fight. I just did a few swings and I was a bit scared it was going to cause issues.
It was break
so,
again.
So I just like, switch this off.
Oh, it would have been awesome. The cube kicking the crap out of people.
Yeah.
Not killing anyone, though.
No, of course not.
No.
Just battering off the side of buildings.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks, chaps. We'll be back next Tuesday. You can follow us across social media, find Joking Dolphin on YouTube and Facebook, as well as Instagram and Twitter at Joking Dolphin. And you can visit our website at jokingdolphin.com. Until next time, thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Ta-ra.
See you later.